Here's Christian Bremo.
Hello. All right. This is a story about race relations in America and the dangers of smoking pot. Back when I was in America, I had a best mate, and he lived in an area of Connecticut called Greenwich, which is pretty much what you think of when you think of Connecticut. It's super, super rich. It is Gatsby territory. And we'd met at university, and we discovered that we both enjoyed smoking marijuana, if I'm allowed to say that in front of an ABC audience. So we'd come back from university, and I'd gone over to hang out with him and eat at my dad's restaurant. And we were hanging out, we were talking, and decided, hey, you know what? We would like to purchase some marijuana. And we went out to some people he knew. Now, this is a gorgeous, super rich area. We're talking manicured lawns, fancy houses. Think Hunter's Hill meets Mossman. And honestly, I can't remember the details. He goes to buy something. Something goes wrong, and he says to me, "Run!" Now this is me. Right? This is a chubby kind of. He's your friendly stoner. Your I can't remember the name of the dude from the Apatow movies. Like, just your cheerful stoner type, and I'm your skinny little wiry nerd. And he just says, "Run!" So we run across these lawns, and we run across, you know, we're getting caught by sprays and stuff, and we're rocking the loop. And I'm also thinking in the back of my mind, I'm supposed to meet my dad back at his restaurant. My dad doesn't like it when I smoke pot. I hope he doesn't find out. So we circle back, right, and it's about half an hour, and we're running, and we're like, phew, okay, we're safe. And again, I have no idea why we were running. So this is the bit where you learn a lesson about race relations in America. We circle back. And my mate says to me, "Hey, look, man, like, I know these other dealers." I'm like, "Oh, come on." He's like, "No, man, come on, I can get us some stuff." And I'm like, "All right, fine. You know, you're my mate. Let's just get some marijuana." And we go down the street, and we meet these two dealers. And these two dealers happen to be African-Americans in, again, a very rich, very white-bred suburb of Connecticut, which is one of the whitest suburbs pretty much in America. And he talks to these dealers, and it's, hey, yo, and honestly, I'm making it sound more exciting than it is. We were two 17-year-olds trying to buy a bit of pot. So, we're doing this, and the cops roll up, right? These cops roll up, and they start questioning everyone. Actually, no, they don't question everyone. They don't question the two scared kids who are quite clearly buying pot off these guys. They don't say a thing to the you know, my mate whose dad is a lawyer up in some rich house in Connecticut, or to me who's a, you know, wiry little geek whose dad runs a restaurant. No, of course they focus all their inquiries on the two young African American kids, and then arrest them. Well, I'm nervous, my heart's pounding. I'm thinking, oh shit, I'm gonna get arrested. I'm gonna get in trouble. I'm gonna get busted for drugs. My dad's gonna freak out. And they say, "Hey, sorry." And my mate's just like, "Oh, no, we were just passing by. We had nothing to do with this whatsoever." And I'm just like, "Yep, just passing by, just out having a night on the town." And we walk off. My dad doesn't know about it. Nobody knows about it. And it's a pretty obvious point to take home. But it turns out that when your mate's dad's a rich lawyer and you're just a wiry little white nerd from the suburbs, you can get away with a lot. Thanks, everyone.
Christian Bremo with that story.